Here we go.
Cheers.
Cheers. And welcome to the Richie Rich and Westover Show. We are coming to you live from West Hollywood, talking about today's trending topics and asking our sex question of the week. Taking a little sip for that one. Ooh, what's this week's wine?
Something random Sauvignon Blanc.
It has like little lemons on the front.
Cheap liquor locker.
Perfect. It's the finest wine that $3 can
right.
buy. Well, you guys, we have a lot of topics this week. We were just going over our notes, and there's a bunch of stuff we have to talk about. But we also have to talk about Roadhead. That's our sex question of the week.
Dive right into it.
Have you ever given or received Roadhead? And I actually just threw this out there on Twitter for all of our cops, lawyers, and or like law dorks that are out there. How many laws are being broken if you're performing sexual acts in the moving vehicle?
Right.
Because I'm sure it's more than one. More than one law that you're breaking.
Yeah.
You know. Because the while you're driving.
Like reckless,
reckless driving. I mean, you could pile it on there. Who knows?
Have we got any responses?
We have gotten some response. We haven't gotten responses to that particular question. But
I can reach out to someone.
Yeah. So I would love to know that. Because I'm sure they could get you for like public endangerment and like public indecency and like all the crap that they wanted to. That's why, of course, as always, the polls are anonymous. If you vote in a poll on Twitter, no one knows how you voted. Nor do I know how they'd be able to prove that or what the statute of limitations is on those.
Well, we're about to get some
vehicular
advice,
activities.
Hopefully. And reach out to my ex, he's a sheriff.
Oh, hey.
So we have our own legal counselor here on the show.
Yes, that's perfect. Bring him on the show. Well, I will leave that up on Twitter for the next few days. So even though we'll come back to that and see how it's doing, you can always go vote in the poll. You can, of course, follow me on Twitter at Westifer. And
I'm at RichieRich909.
Make sure you're following us. Make sure you're answering the sex question. And as always, my DMs are open. So if you have a story that you want to share anonymously, you can do so. we're a safe space here for all you hoes.
We actually had someone slide in our DMs last week.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, we did.
That was a big
slide.
Yes, it was.
I will not say this person's name.
No, that's always anonymous. Yes. So if you DM us, you know, that'll be just between us. Although I will throw a shout out this week before we get started. We don't have anything up front. Nobody died. There's nothing like... I mean, there's lots of political stuff that's been pissing everybody
off. Yeah,
no
one died this week.
That
we know.
No one died. Nothing really weird happened. Nothing like... Nothing that I put up front. So we'll get to a fun shout out up front. And this is... Oh my gosh. Where is he? Oh no. I had some... Oh yes. Jeffrey Allen 87 on Instagram. Now, my Instagram is the Westifer. So if you're already following me on Twitter at Westifer, also follow me at the Westifer on Instagram. And you can message me. Now, this one was an open, it was a DM, but I told him I'd give him a shout out. Jeffrey Allen 87. I actually said I would shout out his abs because, yes.
Amen.
Okay.
Jesus.
So there you go. He said he messaged me and said, I listen to your podcast every week and I absolutely adore you guys.
Come on the show.
Yeah. I was like, I'm sorry. I cannot hear you over those abs. What?
Jesus.
I said I'd give him
on Instagram.
Yeah. I said I'd give him a shout out and I give his abs a shout out. So there you go. Jeffrey, thanks for listening. Thanks for reaching out. And thank you for those abs. All right. Well, that leads us to, unless you have a shout out this week.
I don't.
No shout outs from Richie Rich.
Sorry, kids.
That leads us straight into Celebrity Shade.
Yes.
Well, we had a few items this week. Today is the, what, second?
Sure.
Making yesterday April Fool's Day.
An account depletion day because they're going to have to pay their rent and their mortgages.
Yeah. Okay. Do you get into this April Fool's thing? I know what's happening every year. I prepare myself for it. But wasn't this one of those, like, grade school things?
Yes.
That people still participate in? Like, I guess I just get tired. Like, I'm like, eh, that's old.
I don't even, like, I don't even look at social media on that day because everyone's doing the same tired ass, oh my god, I'm moving away out of state. Oh my god, I just went $200 on a scratch off. I'm like, none of this is even remotely believable. But okay.
Yeah. Or people do the, oh, I'm pregnant.
Yes.
Didn't Katy Perry do that, like, last year, a couple years ago?
I think so.
I feel like she did. Well, she didn't get any backlash for it.
No.
But you were saying someone Instagram.
Yes, gymnast Shawn Johnson got all kinds of flack. So the bitch puts on a prosthetic baby bump and posts, we're expecting. And then later on says it's a totally an April Fool's joke. And of course, because the internet has no chill at all, they went crazy on her Instagram saying that she was being insensitive to mothers who can't have, or women who can't have children and have complications. I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? It's a fucking April Fool's joke. Jesus!
it would have been insensitive if, you know, she had made some kind of remark against women who couldn't have children.
It's a fucking innocent joke.
Wow. Yeah, that's reaching for it. You know? Does her being a gymnast, is that also insensitive to people who are in wheelchairs?
I know, right?
In the Olympics?
How dare you do those backhand springs?
Jesus Christ.
There are paraplegics out there.
Oh, what a bitch. Jeez.
Oh, God, I hate people sometimes.
I mean, that is reaching. That is just really reaching. Had she insulted, you know, like, barren women, I would have been like, yes, right. You got that coming. But, yeah, come on. You're on a set and you see a fake belly or something. You're going to... Yeah.
Oh, God. It's like, oh, I won $300 today. You are being insensitive to the people who are poor. Who can't get any money.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
God, everyone needs to calm the fuck down sometimes.
I also saw Rebel Wilson, I guess, did some prank on the set of Pitch Perfect 3 or 2 or... Jesus Christ. How many of those fucking movies are there?
I have no idea. 17?
She, like, faked an injury or something. Only apparently no one went to help her. Because you're on the set of a movie.
That is hilarious.
No, I mean, eventually they all, you know. But at first everyone was like, oh, well, what do we do? Because, you know, there's insurance.
Yeah.
So... It's like going to touch a live wire. You're
right?
I don't really have a
Is she still
stick.
Breathing? She'd still be okay.
Rebel, just give me a thumbs up if you're okay. So apparently, at first, everyone was like, what do we do? Should we call 911? Like, no one really knew what to do. And then, of course, you know, everyone was like, oh my God, are you okay? And she was just fine, so... But I guess one of her castmates, I think Anna Kendrick was the one that was like, the April Fool's, the day you find out if you're really hurt, no one cares.
I love it.
Anna Kendrick is really funny on Twitter.
Yes, I've heard.
I actually don't follow her, but I see her because she's one of those that gets retweeted enough.
A lot,
or like
yeah.
I see, you know, so yeah, she is really funny on Twitter though. I'm not, it's really weird. She's one of those people who, like, I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, I want to go see this movie because Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
But then she's, like, great in everything.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she actually seems really, really funny, like, on Twitter and in the very few interviews I've seen where I'd, like, hang out with her.
Well, but she doesn't want to make you pop out of your seat and go see one of the movies just because she's in it.
No, I don't know why that is. She's really talented.
Yeah.
I don't have anything against her. I just... I don't know. I guess there are very few people that I think, oh my god, they're in a movie, I've got to go see it.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way.
Sorry, Anna. moving on.
Just come on the show.
Yeah, it's called Celebrity Shade, bitch. So we'll move on to our next topic then. And you were kind of like, what? When I brought this up was Naya Riviera and David Spade.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Apparently they made some public outing and were on the carpet together. Because, you know,
it's so weird.
If two celebs walk the carpet together, that's like...
Yes.
Them signaling to the world that they're together.
From Big Sean to him?
Well, you know, David Spade has been with, like, he's dated fucking all kinds of really hot Hollywood
women. I just never would have guessed that one. That was just a very odd...
It does seem like an odd combo.
Yeah.
So the reason that I put this in here was... A, because I don't know why, but for some reason I really like David Spade. And I think he's really funny.
He is.
And I think he also, like, gets the fact that he, like, is not... He is probably the first person to tell you that he, you know, who the fuck knows why David Spade is rich and famous. You know what I mean? So he is funny or whatever,
very
but
self-aware.
It's like, really? You're fucking lucky.
Right.
So... I love that he's very self-deprecating and all of that. But I had a story to tell about Naya. And apparently, you know, this was a few years ago. This was like 3 or so years ago. When all when Glee was still like all the rage or whatever. And I don't even remember what award show it was. If it was the Grammys or if it was the Emmys. Or because there's so many of them in a row.
Yeah.
But all the Glee kids were, you know, backstage, whatever. And so the funny thing to me about, like, all these shows that get really popular is that if your show gets really popular, you can almost count on, like, 90% of your cast going insane.
Yes.
They're just going to go on drugs. They're going to drink.
Everyone's fucking, like, each other behind the scenes.
They're fucking each other behind the scenes. Like, it's just going to get... If your show is... You know, as big as Glee, that shit's gonna be fucked up. So apparently, the mess of all messes was going on. You know, all these kids are together, and you know,
doing
some of them
rails of coke in the back.
Yes, you know, some of them, you know, were sober or trying to be sober, and apparently she straight up passed the fuck out.
What?
Passed out. And had to be secretly carried away because you're at an award show and you can't let the press see that you have passed out at an award show. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That would totally be me. Well, she clearly wasn't doing cocaine, so she must have just been drinking.
No. I mean, it could also have just been not eating and being in one of those tight little dresses, too. Who knows? But just the... who knows? But just the constant, like, drama and craziness of
being... That's so funny.
You know, in, like I said, on a show like that, number one, because everyone's... gonna go fucking nuts. But anyone would go crazy,
especially when you're
famous.
Like super young.
Yeah,
it's like your first big break, and it's like the biggest break of all breaks.
Can you just imagine how wild that would be?
I think it's just very funny how big these shows are, and then like they end, and then you just kind of forget about them.
Yeah, yeah.
And the people just kind of disappear.
Some of them disappear. The, you know, the smart ones continue on and keep doing their, you know, their stuff. I mean, I see. I live right up here, close to the. The Laugh Factory, and I still see people coming to the Laugh Factory, and they're like, from Mad TV. I'm like, that shit's been off
right,
for like 10
ever.
Years. But they're still riding it.
They're still chugging along.
They're still making it work.
Not
so.
Mad at it. Get your money.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't know about that couple, but it's definitely I think a lot of collective head turning to the side, going, what? Because there's a real age difference there, too.
Yeah.
Weird.
We just talked about this a couple episodes ago.
I know. Okay, so head scratcher on that one. Story developing. We'll let you guys know. Meanwhile, speaking of age gaps, America's Next Top Model will now accept old people.
Stop saying it like that. Okay, so in my notes, I put Tyra Banks is back, American Next Top Model, and destroys the age limit.
Mm-hmm.
Wes just says, I put American Next Top Model now accepts old people. I'm like, you were so insensitive. I just picture like some decrepit 95-year-old walker trying to walk down the runway, smizing.
As an official old person myself, I can say whatever I want to about old people. So, yeah, apparently they're just...
You're going to be competing next season?
Apparently they're... We never know.
Be great because for the show.
Okay, right? Apparently there will just no longer be an age limit, which is, I think is great. I mean, I don't expect to see... There might be like one or two, like 60-something, just as a shocker.
Yeah.
But I don't expect to see people that are like that old on there. But there might be maybe one or two.
But the weird thing is that you always, and this is more about, I think, male models, you always see those like models that have been like the male models that have been modeling forever. Who like you don't even know their names, but they're like always in the fucking like catalog.
Oh yeah.
And they're like well into their 40s. Like I would say some of them probably close to the 50. Like but they're the very salt and pepper, sure. They're always really brawny.
Yeah.
I'm like, wonder when the hell they got started.
Because
I feel like I've seen the same faces since I was like a teenager.
Well, they've probably been doing Runway and stuff, you know, for a long time. And then there's just such a difference between men and women.
It is.
Models. You mm-hmm. just don't see, unless they're celebrities, you don't see a lot of older female models for sure.
You always see a lot of older male models, though.
You do, because I think that for male products... The difference, which at least from an advertiser's eye or whatever, is men tend to actually look for themselves.
Yeah,
as where women look for at least this is their idea of men. Men look for themselves, right. And women look for the ideal. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's not true. But that's certainly sounds what you see enough. Reflected, right?
Yeah.
So, I think more women would like to see themselves too.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
But that's the. Theory, anyways. God, some of those models are young, though. Like, especially those runway bitches. I'm like,
they're young and they look so old. Like, they don't look like they're like 14 or 15. Like, that's the weird thing.
That's weird.
They get the women who are like 14, 15 years old, but look like they can be like 25. But then they stop.
And then they pile on all this makeup, so they look really ghostly. They look like a weird 35-year-old. Really, like, it's very strange.
And then the second that they actually hit 25, then they're just out the pasture.
Yeah, unless they, you know, start doing TV or they start doing something else. Crazy. Well, that'll be interesting. Is it still men and women?
I don't know. I haven't watched that fucking show. I feel like they mixed it up
by having it be men and women.
Yeah, I know they've done that like a couple of times.
And then now.
I don't know if that's like a mainstay or what, but.
I don't know. Shit, maybe I will be on next season.
Go.
Fuck. Well, we do make it through the first round.
Shut up.
We're like, bitch, get out of here. put your shirt on and go.
We should just get really drunk one day and audition for the hell of it.
Yeah. They're like, we said there was no age limit, but... All right, well, yeah, it remains to be seen if that will make that show relevant again. Do you remember how fucking big of a deal America's Next Top Model was when
I first premiered? I was in love that fucking show for like a good 6 seasons.
So just talking about how a show is really big...
Yeah, and then it starts...
and you don't give a shit about it.
Right.
I mean, that show was... huge when it premiered.
I remember I had the first season on DVD because it was just hilarious because it's super, super low budget.
Yeah.
It looked like it was filmed on a fucking, like, an iPhone 5.
It probably was.
Which it probably was.
Half of it was probably in Tyra. The judging panel was probably Tyra's garage.
Right. And, like, the girls were, like, just so odd and, like, over the top. Like, there was, like, the really big Christian one with the southern accent that was completely contradictory to everything that she was preaching about. There was a bald-headed, dark lesbian that I loved that still, to this day, and you can probably find a clip of this on YouTube. They're in a prayer circle because the religious one wanted to say a fucking prayer. This girl's an atheist. And the camera is panning around the girls, and it stops at the one black girl, and she can tell that the camera's on her. And she just, like, opens her eyes, looks at the camera, and rolls her eyes, and goes right back to the pair like, this bitch is still going on.
I love it. Well,
yes, entertainment.
Yeah.
At its finest.
Well, it definitely reminded me of how much, like, we just get used to a show where, like, that show was the fucking shit when it started. And I think part of it, too, was, like, at least if you're... if you grew up in the like 90s at all, even like mid 90s, you like there really were like supermodels,
yeah, like Cindy Crawford, super, there was a small bunch, you know, of
Tyra Banks herself, of course,
you knew them by name, Campbell,
like you knew who they were,
yes,
and it was only the women, of course. The poor man.
And no one ever, like, no one ever chronicled how modeling was or anything like that. Yeah, so it was like kind of groundbreaking.
So it was like, I think people were ready for that.
Yeah.
Like, they were ready to, like, have a new crop of supermodels. I don't know that any of these girls from America's Next Top Model have really made it that big of a name for themselves, but...
No. Eva did.
It's interesting to see it evolve. And,
Yaya did.
And all of that. Yeah.
Yeah, she's the one that acts now. That's it.
Well, we'll see. Maybe there'll be some hot old bitch on there and we'll be talking about them. So probably not. I hope it's a really hot daddy.
That'd be amazing. I would definitely be tuning in for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, this isn't a daddy. Our next topic is a mama. Mama June from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo just had a big makeover, gastric bypass. Skin and fat cut off of her.
Yeah.
In part of a new reality series called From Not to Hot. And the pictures debuted this week. People Magazine put out a picture of her. They, and I have air quotes, the biggest air quotes around size 4 is what they're claiming she is. I don't know how many like versions of Photoshop.
Keyboard is claiming.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's nothing wrong with being size 4 or size 8 or size 10, but, you know...
I don't think she's a size 4.
But don't be... Yeah, like, don't fucking... Like, what are you going to believe? Yeah. You are, like, me or your lying eyes. Like, bitch, you are not a size 4.
Yeah, you're thin. Size 4, no.
She's thinner than she used to be. Yes. She lost hundreds of pounds, and, like, that's what I... Like, it's obvious that you've lost weight, but... You don't need to pretend to be something that you're clearly not. I mean, you can use all the Photoshop you want in the world, but, you know. So anyway, she's having this big debut as, you know, her new self, and everyone's kind of going apeshit over it. And the one thing that really bothers me about this, I mean, A, aside from, like... that she's a horrible human being,
yes,
and has not only
dated her kids and lost her.
Well, she's exploited her children for, I mean, money, obviously.
Yes.
I think the money, though, on the show does go to the fund just for the kids.
Yeah.
But she also endangered them by living with a convicted pedophile. That is fucked up.
That's
bizarre and unforgivable is what that is. And now everyone's like, oh my God, she's a size 4.
I'm like, y'all, did y'all forget what happened a year and a half ago?
That is totally, like, irrelevant. Oh, she's blonde now. Like, oh, so what?
Have you seen any clips from the show?
I've seen...
Because there's many rumors that she's wearing a fat suit. That she'd already lost the weight. And they put her in a fat suit.
Oh, that's very possible.
And it looks like it. I saw a clip and I was like, what in the Nutty Professor hell is going on this show? Because this does not look right.
She started to lose the weight a long time ago when they started filming the show.
Yeah.
Because she was just so sedentary and didn't move. And she literally lost like 100 pounds just because they had to make her move around so they could film some stuff.
You're such a bitch tonight.
What?
I love it, but...
So, there's that.
Oh, God, let me stop.
So, there's that, yeah. And I don't know, I only saw that, like, after photo, and that photo, like, girl, I don't know how many versions of Photoshop you broke.
About 3.
Okay.
and a couple of Snapchat filters.
Ooh. They were like, is there a version 9.2? Right?
She looked like CGI.
Because... yeah, so, and I did see some of the clips, you know, just to... whatever. But it also really does shock me that someone who... like, I don't know what all turned out with any of that or what, but... that there's almost no mention of that whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, why does this person get to have a makeover? And, this is... you know, couldn't they pick somebody else that was fat and give them a makeover?
Because Donald Trump's our president.
Where's Carney Wilson?
This is the country that we live in right now.
what was Carney Wilson doing?
Right. Someone did point out to me that her hands are still fat and that doesn't go away when you lose a lot of weight, which I never thought about.
That's true.
But yeah. I was like, oh, because yeah, her hands are still, like, bigger.
Yeah, I mean, you would, like, lose...
chubby.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends, you know, different, like, it's different for different people, but, yeah. But then a lot of it also has to be, like, the mm-hmm. skin has to be removed.
Oh, and, sure.
You know, all that stuff, so... it's got to go somewhere. I mean, the thing is, like, when you have... so, enough about Mama June. Let's talk about, like, when you're really, really large and get these surgeries. So, this is fascinating. So, A, did you know that the difference between a thin person and someone who is very obese is not that someone who's obese is, like, has all this... more fat. So apparently, you'd like, people all have the same fat cells. It's just how large those cells
really
are.
That's so weird.
Which actually, when you think about it, makes so much more sense. Because, like, some people are taller.
Yeah, you're right.
Some people are, and we all have the same amount of bones.
True.
Some people are, you know, wider, shorter, yeah. Their feet are longer, this, that, the other. We all have the same amount of bones, and we're all shaped differently. So, when you have these surgeries, now, some people have the gastric bypass, which just means when you eat a certain amount, you can only eat about, like, a portion about the size of a deck of cards.
They put a rubber band around your stomach, right?
They basically put a rubber band around your stomach, or they cut part of it out, or they staple part of it.
Ugh.
Well, one, your stomach can grow back. Any organ can, like, regenerate.
That's so weird. I did not even know that.
Yeah. So any organ, even, like, I mean, obviously, if you get a cut, your body regenerates itself, right? That. I mean, you can't regrow a finger because you've lost that. But we're not Deadpool, you know. but yeah, any organ, you know, and if you take too much of it, it can't. But you know, if you cut a little bit of the stomach away. Mm-hmm. It will stretch itself back out again. So if you're still eating a lot, then that doesn't help you.
Yeah.
Well, then if they cut the fat away or lipo it away, then what happens is...
I'm very intrigued by this
conversation. Well, as I'm trying to lead you into this, someone who doesn't actually change their eating habits or what have you, now you have less... body fat because it's literally been removed from your body. So it's going to start going to weird places.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So a lot of people that have these operations and surgeries, it opens the door to multiple procedures over and
That's
over and
so
over.
That's so weird. I never thought about that.
Because once you start... then things it's like, that or the other, and so a lot of time people have a very difficult time with the process because it's very expensive, it's obviously very painful, you know, all the stuff. So the idea that you can just, like, in 3 months get this, like, surgical makeover that these shows portray a before and an after, that is so far from reality. When, you know, for most people, your body might not be exactly what you want it to be, but your body is what it's going to be.
Yes.
And, you know, so much of it really is diet and exercise and how you're, how you're treating yourself and how you're living. So you can't just, like... you just push a button. Oh, I'll just order this. It doesn't work that way. So, All right, let's go on to our next test. So for those of you who are looking for a makeover, dear God, stay away from the knife. Don't do it.
Go to the gym.
Don't do it. Yeah. Or just, you know, number one, like, accept who you are. I tell my clients this all the time. Number one, accept who you are. Mm-hmm. Get used to it, because it's that's never going to change. We all, you know, can look at somebody else and, you know, think about what kind of life we'd have if only we looked like that or whatever. But, you know, that's not how it is.
No.
So, number one, yeah, I think really is, you know, body, like, accepting who you are as a person. But also, I think accepting that, you know, your body is kind of, you know, it's a shell, but it's a limited shell. There's a lot you can do with it. There's a lot, there's people who do transform. Mm-hmm. But the quick fixes, I don't think it's fully been revealed what those surgeries, like, what they really mm-hmm. lead to. I think in people's minds, it's like, oh, well, after.
Yep. That's it. Ta-da!
So, I wish they would do a show about people who have done those shows.
Yeah.
See, like, how fucked up their life is. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. You remember that fucking show, The Swan?
Oh, yes!
How much of a fucking freak show was that? Oh,
that was very bizarre.
I mean, I totally watched it. I totally did, too. But, yeah, thinking back, I'm like, that's a really horrible premise.
It really was.
Take these women who are down on themselves and who are conventionally attractive, and we'll give them 18 plastic surgeries and then make them compete in a fucking beauty pageant.
That was a really
fucked up. What kind of fucked up?
That was a really
fucked
up. That
is horrible.
If it was just a makeover show or an extreme makeover or whatever. But the fact that they were like,
and they wouldn't let them see that, like, peeling, see themselves.
Yeah, they had
for
no
3 months
mirrors in the house, and I would go batshit crazy if I could, like, see, like, how do you brush your hair?
Yes.
How do you floss your teeth? Like, shit. Yeah, that was a weird show. Although I was totally obsessed with.
Oh, I mean, I watched both seasons, but.
Well, what was weird,
like, in hindsight, it just seems very... But that was also right around the time when, like, Top Model was out and everyone was very plastic surgery obsessed and...
Yeah. Well, I think I'm all for it. If you want to have plastic surgery, you...
You can do it.
But, you know, to go... To pluck someone from, you know, their regular life and then thrust them into this TV show.
Yes.
That's a big change.
Preying on their
first of all.
Clear insecurities.
Yes. And then have doctors just, like, point out all these things that they could do or should do.
And it's
do.
Not like it was, like, botched where, like, people have had accidents or whatever to correct things. These women are just not very attractive and didn't feel good about themselves. So.
Right. And that's why I was always thinking, like, so for me, you know, obviously, you know, being in LA and being a celebrity trainer, you know, people are always asking, how do I get this? Or how do I do this? I want a bigger neck.
That's a thing?
Yeah. you know, it's very, it is hard to tell people, like, that's probably going to be your neck.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there are things you can do. You know, there are things you can do. You can do shoulder shrugs. You can do, you know, but...
Yeah, not much change in a neck.
But, well, you can get, you can.
Yeah.
If it's something you're insecure about, yes.
That's so weird.
But it's like, you can't, like, there aren't a lot of neck exercises. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's some things you can do to change. Yeah, exactly.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. But, yeah, people are always like, they want this, they want that, and it's just...
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt this, but we have our legal counsel.
Oh, we did get an answer. Speaking of the sex question.
Well, yeah, we'll get to it at the end. But yes, we absolutely have an answer.
So, yeah. So anyway, just to kind of finish my thought there is, you know, obviously LA, people are getting surgery all the time. And, you know, I am not against it whatsoever. There are plenty of, like I said, you know, some people, maybe they want that mommy makeover, or they want that little lift, or they want, you know, whatever it is. And I think if that's going to improve your self-confidence, and it's something that you've thought about, and you've researched, and you've looked into it, and you want it, do it. But when you take someone and throw them into, like, the swan, where they were like, oh, we're going to do a brow lift, and we're going to do a cheek implant, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this. There's no way any of those women had time to even think about what they were getting done. Where it's like, if you're making that decision on your own, go for it. But to thrust that on someone, could, like, this will make you beautiful.
That many fucking surgeries all at once, my God.
No. So, yeah, that was very exploitive. Although, I fucking did watch the shit out of that show.
I had to go watch it on YouTube twice in all episodes.
Okay.
Not gonna lie. I mean, the damage is done. Why not have some get some entertainment out of it?
Well, that is kind of what this not too hot show is about. And if you actually say it not too hot.
Yeah, I was like, what? Oh, yeah.
The result, it's actually
definitely what the result is.
In the end, Mama June really isn't, still not too hot. So,
call a spade a spade here. Don't sugarcoat anything.
Shit. All right, well, we'll move on to our next topic then. And we've talked about this before, the Lion King remake. So this is happening, and apparently it may be happening with Beyonce.
Doing fucking what?
She would be...
not acting? Hopefully just singing?
She'd be... What's her name?
Nala?
Nala.
Can we just have her be the singing voice of Nala? Because she can't act out of her way out of a fucking paper bag. Beyonce's horrible. She is! She's a horrible actress!
If it's going to be... quote unquote live action, aren't they just gonna be CGI animals anyway?
Yeah, but
what
I mean,
what is the Lion King remake?
I don't need to hear her speak. She sounds like she has like a third grade education. Like, it's not okay. Like,
I feel like that's so played up.
Have you heard her speak?
Yes, but I feel like it's really played up.
It's, I don't know. Oof, it's
like she's trying to sound normal.
Have you seen her act? Yeah. Picture not seeing her beautiful face and just hearing the voice speaking.
Everyone saw Dreamgirls.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You got the Oscar on that?
So true. Well, the Beehive is once again going to be...
Kelly, it's gonna be a one-man show at some point. They're gonna kill me.
They're always... You know what? For all the shit that we talk on the show, we've never gotten trolled. We've never gotten beehived.
Not on fucking wood.
Like the worst that we've got. Like the worst that we've gotten is some random dick pics, which we weren't even mad about that.
I mean, it was a beautiful dick.
It was. Although, did I tell you the one time that someone was trying to? They were like messaging me on Instagram, and they were like, oh, I like your pics for, I don't know, someone had tweeted some photos of me, or some posted some photos, and I was like, yeah. Oh, there was the one with the little flag over my junk.
Yes.
And they're like, I want to see the one without the flag. And I was like, no. I don't know who you are. Where now? And he was like, here's mine, and like sent me a photo of his wang. And I was like, this is... it was just weird.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
How do you even know that that's even him?
Right. It was just weird. So, and plus it was like one of those accounts where it's like two pictures of a wall.
Oh, God. Those are always
so
odd.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, if it was just some other guy and was like, hey, I liked your photo on International Men or whatever the fuck it was, I wish that flag wasn't there. Then I could have at least been like, okay. Maybe he's a weirdo. But he's a, you know, it's not a picture of a wall. It's just weird.
Yeah.
And then, like, some random video of, like, someone on a toilet.
What?
Jerking off. Yeah. And I was like, this is weird. I was like, I don't want to participate in this. And then he was like, can I see yours? And I was like, what do you not
No,
understand?
Person with a wall and a flower pot as a picture.
Weird.
Like, absolutely not.
No. This did not go well for you. Had you taken another approach, I probably would have just said it.
Right.
But you're weird. You're fucking weird. So no, so aside from that, we haven't really been trolled, and no one's really said horrible things to us.
Yeah, so far.
I guess we'll just keep talking shit about Beyonce.
That works.
I am still so curious what this Lion King remake is going to be anyway, because it was a cartoon of fucking animals. What are they remaking?
And there are no humans in it. I mean, like, no. The Jungle Book was live action, but it was all CGI animals and one kid.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't get it.
I don't know.
Well, something else that they're remaking, and it's our next topic, the Mary Poppins remake.
Yeah, when the fuck did this happen? Because
I never heard about this.
Oh, I just broke the news to you then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the first I'm hearing about it right now.
Yeah. Emily Blunt and fucking Lin-Manuel. I thought I would have heard this. He's Emily everywhere Blunt? Now with Hamilton and everything, but...
Oh.
It's... I don't...
Oh, that's right. Emily Blunt does sing. God, because there's nothing...
She does?
I guess. I think she did sing in something.
Well, that was very...
mm-hmm. Where's that intern?
Right. I think she sang in something once.
She must have sang in something.
This needs to calm down.
The remakes need to calm down. Number one, Mary Poppins is not a movie that needs to be updated and brought up to today. There's a lot of things in that movie that just can't be... It really is a time and a place.
Yes.
So, if they're going to keep it a period piece...
I
guess
you want to see something like animated and like bring it to live action or whatever, but this is already live action.
It's already live action, yeah. And it's a fucking classic. And I hope they don't update it. And if it's a period piece, they're not going to do it right. Like, I just... Why?
No. Disney.
I did see a meme... out. They're like doing all these like different studios, and I don't remember what a lot of them were because I'm not. I mean, I like movies and stuff like that, but yeah. You know, it was like Warner Brothers was like, "What if we, you know, what if we do all the superhero movies, but badly?" And like, you know, just things like that. And then the Disney movie was like Disney executive to Disney executive. What if we made every Disney movie again?
Well, it's the fucking
and
truth.
That's exactly what they're doing. Yes. That's exactly what they're doing. They're just making everyone again. Every single movie again.
Yeah, won't be seeing it. I'm not going to see this. Nope.
No. You went to see Beauty and the Beast. I won't go to see that.
Yeah, I wasn't just... I was just not happy with it. Nope.
All right, well, let's move it along and finish off Celebrity Shade with a real shady bitch.
It's a long Celebrity Shade session.
Yeah. We have a bunch of nerd news, too, so it's going to be great. So, Celebrity Shade ends with a celebrity catfight. Oddly enough, Bianca Del Rio is all up on Candace Cameron. Because Candace wore a shirt with what has sort of become Bianca's tagline, not today, Satan. Well, when Bianca says it, it's like a joke. Yes. When Cameron wore the shirt, Cameron is... all the Camerons are very religious, so it
and
was...
obnoxious.
It was quite literal, first of all. However, since Bianca Del Rio is a bitch... And because Not Today, Satan is one of her little catchphrases, she put Miss Candace on blast on Instagram, talking about how she was a homophobe and how, you know, obviously, like, someone who is, you know, Republican like her wouldn't understand. And, like, that, good. Of course, sent a whole slew of hate over to Candace Cameron's Instagram, and then every one of Bianca's fans were talking shit. And Candace, of course, took the victim route and actually replied to Bianca about how, you know, she didn't understand, you know, why she'd be so mean. because, you know, no one knows what's in her mind and what's in her heart. And she's totally not homophobic. And I saw this on delisted in one of the comment sections. Probably one of my favorite comment sections is delisted.
I forgot all about that site. Yes. I did revisit it again.
So, this comment was like, oh yeah, she's like, oh, this was like, why y'all being so mean? This whole victim narrative, it makes no sense because whatever you've done in the past is not being a victim. You are an out-of-touch Christian thinking discrimination is okay as long as it's not being done to you. And just to point, you know, bring this home, Candace Cameron actually supported businesses that were openly discriminating against gays, like Chick-fil-A, who gave money to the anti-gay movement to stop us from getting married. She supported the bakery that wouldn't make a wedding cake for a gay couple.
Bitch.
Mm-hmm. So, she's like, you have the audacity to be like, oh, I'm not homophobic. No. I have gay friends. Like, the community, this community is not your accessory. So, do not be mistaken. So don't mistake that with being tolerant. And I think that's really true. And people are pretty quick to call her out on that, where it's like, you don't get to tell me that you're not homophobic.
Yes.
Like, you don't. No. No, because bitch, you is. And also, your brother's a fucking homo.
Oh. Pff.
Like, he is...
Lord. The biggest. Did you just censor yourself in our show?
Motherfucking closet case. Oh. Child. Back up.
God, the damn Camerons.
Oh, so yeah, so they're fighting, and yeah, you know what, bitch? You wore the wrong shirt.
You messed with
the wrong bitch. Because there's no way Bianca Del Rio is going to issue an apology.
No. Not today, Satan.
I don't think so. All right, well then, real quick before my phone battery dies, because we're at 14%, you guys.
Oh, shit.
let's get to nerd news, and then we'll answer our sex question of the week. So, in nerd news, did you hear that Joss Whedon is now talking about doing a Batgirl movie?
No.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at your Batgirl
figure. Yes, with my motorcycle. Little Batgirl on her bat bike over there. She's like a Batgirl Barbie that someone gave to me, and she has a little bat bike bicycle. It's very cute. Yeah, apparently he is in talks to like write, produce, direct, blah blah blah. Now he's the one that really did phase one of the Marvel movies. He's the one who put together the Avengers. He directed the first two.
No, Avengers, I know that.
I believe, yeah.
Interesting.
I believe he directed the first two. And was really instrumental in getting all of the pieces together in that kind of first phase. Because Marvel's had like phase one, phase two,
yes.
Like all these different... Because they got their shit together.
Right.
So, but he hasn't been part of that for a while. You know, it was a lot of, I can imagine it was a lot of work. And I think he said the second Avengers nearly killed him, so. I can believe that. That's a lot going on. Anyway, he may have a Batgirl movie coming out.
I am so down for it.
It seems a little, I'm like, great. I'd love to see more, you know, like good female characters come out. But I'm also like, can you just focus on fucking Wonder Woman and like make sure that movie does well?
Yes.
Make sure there's a Wonder Woman sequel. And then we can move on to these other bitches. You know? Can we just focus? Plus, when are they going to make Batgirl? They've got Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Justice League. They've got Cyborg. They've got Aquaman. They've got Green Lantern.
A lot of shit going on.
They've got maybe a solo Batman movie. Like, there's no way this will even come out, even film, until 2019 or something. This is crazy.
Slow it down.
Yeah, but you know what? I would, if it's a good movie, it's a good movie. I think Batgirl is something they could do if they were clever about it. Yes. They could do it really well, and it would be very interesting. Because Batgirl was never like a protege of Batman.
Yeah,
she was kind of just inspired by him. So he wouldn't have to be a real fundamental part of any of that, you know. So that it could be really, really interesting. We will see. We'll get back to you on that in about 3 years. something happened this week that made a lot of nerds, like, gasm. And that was Entertainment Weekly putting together the cast of Buffy for a 20-year reunion.
Oh, Buffy.
Did you see the covers and all that stuff?
I didn't, no.
No? That's cute.
Good. How's how's Xander looking these days?
Hmm?
Said, how's Xander looking these days?
He was in the group photo shoot, and he kind of had his hair slicked back, and yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, he's had some issues, so I just wanted to make sure he's okay.
Problems, yeah. Cordelia was like the winner of the reunion. She looked fucking amazing.
Would you expect anything less?
No, I would not. I'm pouring myself a little bit more wine for this. Now, next week, if all goes according to plan, we will actually have a very special guest star who is the co-host of his own Buffy podcast.
Ooh.
Yes, it's called Slayerfest 87.
Fun stuff.
It's available on iTunes now, so go catch up on that show, and then we'll talk about all kinds of Buffy shit next week. And if you didn't see the 20-year cast reunion, go check it out. There are some people missing.
Who's missing?
Were you a big Buffy fan?
Yes.
So, Giles wasn't there because he's doing a play.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, bitch, you couldn't take a day off to go...
Theater snob.
You couldn't, like, stand in front of a green screen and have him Photoshop you in.
Right, seriously.
Really? Like, he was on that show the whole time.
Yes. Whatever.
They could not Photoshop him in.
He probably thought it was beneath him. He's in the theater.
Well, maybe it is, but I thought that was very strange.
That's
that they couldn't at least Photoshop him in. I get it, you're... But not only that, but, like, you can fly back and forth from New York to London in
a day. Yes, very quickly.
Well, it's a pretty long flight, actually. Well, but, you know...
Quickly enough.
Like, is he doing the show every single night? Come on. it's also called Photoshop. And you know who else was missing was Eliza Dushku.
Really?
Yes.
Is she still fucking Vanessa Williams' ex-husband?
Oh, I don't know. Fox?
Yes.
Yeah, God, he is so fine.
Oh, God, that must be some good sex.
Oh, my
God.
That
sex tape I would kill for.
Rick Fox is gigantic, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, yeah.
Probably more ways than one.
I can only imagine.
What was that, bitch? What the fuck is she doing?
Well, apparently...
Besides him.
Apparently she was invited because...
Oh!
EW is the one that put it together. It's not like...
Okay, yeah. They decided all just to get... Yeah.
Yeah, so EW does this a lot with these old shows, and they usually do a really good job of it. I'm really surprised they didn't get Giles in there somehow. But apparently, her character, what did she always say? 5x5? Is that what she always said?
What did she always say?
I swear she said like 5x5 or some shit like that. Her character was not a series regular.
I loved her character, though.
Right, but she was a guest.
Oh.
Star. She was not a series regular. But then
she made enough of a fucking impact,
but
though.
But then you know who was there? It was fucking Brian Austin Green. Or not Brian
what?
Austin Green.
What? Oh, but I was like, bitch, why?
Or Seth Green. Seth Green.
What?
Because he was Oz. Remember?
God.
I'm like, you were in like pretty much one season. And maybe
I
you
forgot
were...
he was on the show. You mentioned it right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. He was the werewolf boyfriend.
That's hilarious.
And I'm like, you were pretty much on one fucking season. And yeah, maybe you were a series regular for that one season. But she was on like 20 episodes and she was on the finale.
And she ain't got shit to do. Like, invite the bitch to a photo shoot.
Yes, like, Faith...
Giles is in there, there's an empty spot.
In terms of, like, the whole premise of the show and, like, some of the major events in the show, she was a very pivotal character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing ever centered around Oz. They were like, oh, your boyfriend's a werewolf.
Okay.
Okay. Like, they kind of, like, was something they had to deal with for a few episodes. But, you know, Faith was, like, fucking shit up.
Bullshit.
And, like, fucking killing people.
Yeah,
and, like,
she was badass.
Fucking Buffy's boyfriend. Right. And, like, she was awesome.
She came in and wrecked shop.
She definitely created a lot of turmoil, and I certainly would have thought... Even though she wasn't a series regular.
Very odd.
Yeah, so that's weird. Weird. Anyways.
Well.
But yeah, there's fucking Seth Green. I'm like, what? What's he doing there?
Who, mind you, Giles, has like every fucking voiceover role in fucking life and can still make it to a goddamn photo shoot.
Yeah, thank you. Well, of course, he lives out here, but still.
Who cares?
But still. All right, well, we'll talk more about Buffy next week, I promise. And if you have any thoughts about that, let us know. As always, you can DM us. DM us your Buffy thoughts.
Or pictures of your steaks.
Yes. Now, we have just a couple items left before we get to our sex question. And I'm on 12% batteries, you guys. So, Ghost in the Shell. Were you a fan of this book / cartoon series / manga /
Do you know what the hell it even was, honestly, until the movie?
I don't know anything about it either. Although, my friend today was talking about it, and he was a really big fan, so I should give a shout-out to Devin. Devin was disappointed from the very beginning that they weren't going to have it be, you know, race appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Basically is, you know, a manga cartoon that is just turned into an American show. But I mean, like, no one complained when they did that about The Ring,
right?
Or no one complained when they did that about, what was that other, actually Sarah Michelle Gellar was in one, remember?
Oh, like, yeah, The Grudge.
That was
all those damn horror movies.
That was another Japanese horror movie that they just decided to make for America. So I was like, okay. But apparently, yeah, people just were not... They were not going to be happy with this movie from the beginning. And
it shows at the box office.
So it didn't make any money.
Yeah, it's like $19 million, something like that. Jesus.
Oops.
Well, that will be getting a sequel.
Here's something interesting, though. So, like I said, there are movies like, you know, no one said that about, like, The Grudge, and no one said that about The Ring. Mm-hmm. There's even that Ring TV show that's coming on, and no one's like,
oh, that's
why
right.
Why isn't it Asian people? So, weird, oddly enough. But I will also say, in defense of all of that, here you clearly did have, you know, a very, very popular... property, and you've got stars who are fully capable of, like, bringing that to life.
Yeah.
Who, like, who's that bitch who's in oh, there's this really good Netflix series.
So good he cannot remember the
title,
guys.
Yeah, I just lost my entire, like, train of thought because I saw this little thing flying around the room. I'm like, what the fuck? Anyway, they could have had taken a moment and actually given someone an opportunity and made it true to what it was, and I think made the fans happy, versus, you know, trying to just put a Hollywood star in it. Mm. So, but... Yeah, I still kind of tilt my head on that one because there's so much where it's like people do that all over the world all the time. Like, there are superhero movies that are made in Spanish.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, obviously they're ripping off X-Men or they're doing whatever, but like everyone does that. Like, everyone in your country, you're going to make a version I don't know. Whatever. Whatever. But on the other hand, I do see where they had an opportunity. They really could have made somebody a star with that movie, you know? So, whatever. Obviously, no one really cares enough to go bother to go see it. I just don't know that it was a big enough property that would have made a difference anyway.
Me either.
Like, if you're going to alienate your fans, like, this is what I think about Power Rangers. Although Power Rangers had a much bigger fan base to begin with. But if you're going to alienate your fans, why even fucking do it?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
You have to please the fans in order to get the box office.
That's why I feel Power Rangers is doing so well. And everyone that's seen it that I've talked to said they loved it.
Yeah, it was a great movie, which is a great film.
Everyone.
Yes.
So it's like, if you're appealing to that, that's why the Marvel movies have done so well, because they just did their homework and they just made a movie that would sell to the fans. And if you could sell to the fans,
then that's all you need to do.
Other people are going to love it too. So very strange if they didn't do that. Maybe the days of just kind of cultural appropriation are over. Maybe we'll see a shift.
Hopefully.
In how things are made. I think that would be great. I think that would be great. All right, real quick. Chris Evans says he is still open to playing Captain America after his contract ends. He's making one last Captain America movie and one last Avengers movie. And that's it. And then his contract is over. But he's open to coming back. We shall see. Stay tuned.
Well, who else is going to play him?
I don't know. I mean, I liked Iron Man's going to have to be played by somebody else.
Oh, that's right.
There's no way they can afford to keep Robert Downey Jr. around. Jesus.
That's
he gets
the truth.
Like $50 million for every 3 seconds he's on screen. God. All right. And then last thing for nerd news is the It trailer was released.
Yeah, fuck that.
This week. Did you watch it?
I did.
Ah! Are you... So you like horror movies and stuff like that. Did you watch the miniseries on TV?
I actually didn't, and I don't know why. I think it's, well, when it was on...
I don't think I was allowed to.
Yeah, when it was on, I was a child, and I was already too much of a scaredy cat at that point.
Yeah, I
didn't
like horror films until
I was well into my 20s. So... So my childhood self wouldn't have even wanted to even see it, so no, I did not.
I don't think I was allowed to, but I'm sure that I did. And then I also read the book as well. So people are, like, totally freaking out about that this week. So if you haven't seen the trailer, go watch it. If you're not scared of clowns, you're going to be after you see this trailer. Although I still think there's so much that I know they're going to cut out from the book, because the book's really long.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a really big book. So you've got time. Go read the book, because there's a lot more going on in there, including some really weird shit too. There's like a kitty gangbang. It's very bizarre.
What the fuck?
Yeah, there's like an underage gangbang in it.
What?
Yeah.
Jeez, okay.
Yep. I mean, there's no other way to describe it.
I mean, all right. Well,
that's pretty much what it is.
I couldn't think of any other words to describe
that. They like
that
run
kind
a train
scenario.
On some hoe, and they're all like 15. I'm like, okay.
There you have it.
Check that out. And one last note, real quick, before I get to the sex question, is I was at WonderCon this weekend and had such a great time. It was really, really fun. So to everyone that I met, everyone that stopped by the Prism booth, everyone that was looking at the male cosplay pinup prints that we were selling, just really, really cool to experience that, and had such a great time. So thanks. If I saw you there, I hope you're listening, because you know I was taking people's phones and subscribing them to the podcast. And but I did feel like there was a really good reception to the show, so hopefully we got some new listeners. And if you are listening for the first time, leave us a 5-star review.
We'll read it on air.
We will read it out on the air. No matter what it is. No matter what it is. So leave us that 5-star review, especially if you're a new listener. Make sure you're subscribed. I'm sure by now you've realized this is an amazing podcast and you should listen every single week. So thank you guys. You made my first comic book convention in many, many years really, really fun. So good times. All right, well, that leads us to the sex question. Yay. It is time to get to it. Have you ever given or received Roadhead? Now, our audience is split.
Really?
50-50. 50% said, yes, let's take a trip. 50% said, no, parking only. Do you know parking is the really, really, really old term for, like, just having sex? They used to call it parking because you used to, like, drive your car out somewhere remote.
And,
like,
make out point.
Yeah, and go have sex in the car.
That's so funny.
But, yeah, so they would always say, oh, those teens, they're out parking. They'd be like, they're out having sex.
No, Grandma, they're fucking.
Yeah. They're not just looking at the moon. Oops. So, yeah, our audience is split.
Oh, my God. Sorry, y'all. There's a pterodactyl in here. Flying around. Like
one little thing gets in and...
Jesus.
God. Yeah, I know. That was what was distracting me earlier.
Oh, there are two of them.
Oh, no. They're multiplying.
God, Jesus. They're like gremlins. Someone got them wet.
Oh, God. People are going to think I live in some kind of like bug infested
reporting live from the Amazon.
I don't know where they came from. Anyways,
they'll be dead soon.
Yeah, they'll be dead very soon. So to get back to our sex question, now that we've turned everyone off with our chatter about the bugs that I live with apparently, let's give our, they're like, what kind of disgusting...
What the fuck is going on in the show tonight?
Disgusting living situation must this be?
It's a moth. Calm
it's
down.
It's just a goddamn moth. So, all right. Our audience is split 50-50. I got zero DMs. I got so nothing on Instagram.
I mean, you guys could do it tonight and send us videos. Yes. We'll gladly accept them.
People are... Maybe not, just not into this question, but I felt like it would be such a overwhelmingly, I thought this would be a real bonding question with our audience, so. Who hasn't...
Maybe they were at church.
Who hasn't...
It's Sunday.
It's one of those things where I'm like, what?
Yeah. I have. I know you have. You're always a yes. It's not even a fucking question anymore.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That's very weird.
Maybe it's the moving part of it.
That's the best part.
So have you... Okay, so have you
sounds
been...
horribly unsafe, guys. I know. Buckle up.
Have you been on the giving or receiving end?
Both.
Both. Now, speaking of safety, when... Obviously, you, as the giver, you have to take your seatbelt off. There's just no way. I've tried. You just got to take it off. So that does put you in a very perilous position.
Yes. Yeah, this isn't really the safest of sex acts on the think of it.
Really not.
You're really distracting your driver.
Yeah. And then as
you're not buckled up.
Right. As the receiver, then you are trying to drive.
And concentrate and...
With someone's head in your lap. And completely in the way of the steering wheel. I mean, you don't have full range of motion anymore. Whatsoever.
They do, but you don't.
Yeah. So really, neither one of you is safe whatsoever.
Yeah, hot, but dumb idea.
Have you ever done it, like, on in a high-speed situation? Like, on a highway or a freeway?
Oh, it's always been done the freeway.
Oh, it's always been on the freeway.
Like, long trips.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. See, I feel like I've done it on a freeway for sure. But probably when I was younger and I made a lot more, like, long trips. But I know the ones that are coming to mind are, was, like, in town. Where it was, like,
Like, stop and go driving?
Where it was like, I'm trying to find a parking space. Oh, well, why are you doing that? Like, you know what I mean?
What the hell? Just,
like, it's nighttime. I bet that's hilarious. So, yeah, which makes it even more, well, see, but that also makes it more, the, like, thrill of being caught.
Yeah, true.
Or whatever, because you're driving down the street and all this stuff. Or you could just pull over.
Yes.
Just pull over.
Ooh, our legal counsel will get back to us. Oh, yes. So we can tell you guys if you're going to go to jail or not.
That's right. So how many laws are you breaking?
Yes. So I asked our legal counsel now, Sergio Rodriguez, aka my ex-boyfriend, who's a sheriff, how many laws does giving slash receiving roadhead break? He said several.
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
He said, depends on location, who sees it, etc. School zones adds count to the violation. And if someone under 18 sees it, you also get added counts.
Oh, those are things I didn't even think about.
Me either. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and close then to a school, that would be bad. Yeah.
I also replied with, thank you so much, you're now our legal counsel for the podcast. He said, okay, thank God. I was hoping you didn't get yourself into a predicament I had to get you out of.
Oh, no. Oh, that's too funny. Well, thank you for the reply. I guess, you guys, to be safe, do what I did earlier this week, is have your date pull over to the side of the road, park your car,
mm-hmm.
and then
there you go.
And then they can reciprocate. So that's all the better. Ooh. Little sip of wine. You guys still have time to answer the sex question, so please go on Twitter, take the poll. Last week we actually had several people answer after the fact. So what happens is, I always want to tell you guys what the last week's answer, like, final results were, but once I unpin it, then I have to, like, go search for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck.
And Wes tweets a lot.
I do. Okay, here we go. Yeah, so this one got, like, 20, over 20 votes.
Oh, jeez.
Normally, they get maybe, like, 10 or 12 votes or whatever.
Don't tell them that.
I know. Well, you can see how many people
10
voted.
10 or 1,200.
You can see how many people voted once.
Can't see shit. Okay. Yeah.
It is what it is. I find that, like, polls don't get a lot of votes on Twitter. But 23 is pretty good for, like, a day or two. What's more of a turn on for you sexually? That was our last week's sex question. And with the final results, only 57% said big dick versus bubble butt.
So, huh.
Yeah. So, see, okay. It does. Like, it was way it up there last
week. It was.
Week, and it pretty much came in half and half. So, you always, always have time to change the results of these very, very important social social sex questions. So please do your part and participate. While you're doing that, make sure to give me a follow. You should be subscribed to this podcast by now. And it's time for you to leave a 5-star review.
So we can read it.
Yes, please give us something to read next week. We want to.
Besides celebrities.
No one is ever gonna, no celebrity is ever gonna come on this show.
No, this is not gonna
happen. Oh, God. All right, you guys. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.